From WNIN, this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Soy Paola Marizan. Hola. Bienvenidos al Season 6 de nuestro podcast bilingüe. This season, we're exploring how Latinos in the Midwest are recovering from COVID-19 in muchas áreas. Economic recovery, physical health, salud mental, educación, and unemployment, entre otros temas. In the past episodes, we've talked about how Latinos are recovering after getting sick with COVID-19. Hemos hablado de cómo estudiantes latinos se siguen recuperando en medio de esta pandemia, y de la falta de información en español acerca del virus. In this episode, we're going to tell you a story about local Latinos addressing the deficiencies in the U.S. healthcare system, magnified by this pandemic. Hablamos de cómo los Latinos are bridging the language gap, like they always do, this time translating crucial information about the pandemic, information that has meant the difference between life and death. In fact, it's been reported that people have died because of the lack of information made available in Spanish. Un artículo del Chicago Tribune reporta el caso de María Isabel Alfaro, a 50-year-old who didn't speak English and who died after contracting COVID-19. María's husband, Rodolfo Reyes, told the Chicago Tribune que antes de morir, María expressed the anguish and desperation she felt because she wasn't able to understand or communicate with the medical staff. There's no way to really count cuántas personas han muerto esta pandemia porque no tuvieron la información necesaria en su lengua to understand the ins and outs of this virus. Pero algo que sí podemos claramente ver es la falta de información that is not available in Spanish or has just been made available recently. Like, for example, no hace poco, our ¿Qué pasa Midwest team learned that in Indiana, the vaccine consent form y otra información acerca de la vacuna was not available in Spanish until April of this year, 2021. Dr. Zambrano from the local San Vincent Ascension Hospital was aware of this. She said because of the lack of information available in Spanish, many Latinos were not getting vaccinated.
The first big hurdle we always encounter is just trying to get patients registered and appointments made just because of that language barrier. Obviously, patients are calling in Spanish, there's that whole language barrier they have to cross to even get an appointment set up. So that's factor number one. Two, coming to the appointment, just finding the facility, because obviously if they're not familiar with the area, trying to get themselves to our office is always a hurdle just to have anyone point them in the right direction if they don't speak English.
Para algunos, esto no es a big deal. But there is power in understanding not only exactly what you're reading, but also what you're signing. And this represents a dilemma not only for the Spanish speaker who has trouble understanding medical English, but also for the healthcare provider taking care of them. Imagínate que tengas una pregunta acerca de la forma que estás llenando, and the nurse can't help you because she doesn't speak your language. Dr. Zambrano entiende este dilema.
I think definitely having physicians or nursing staff that speaks their language or is culturally aware of their needs. I think there's a little bit of a hurdle they have to cross to understand that cultural perceptive and medical needs. It's not that they necessarily don't want to come to a physician, but sometimes when they come there, they like alternative medicines. There's cultural tendencies to follow some of their medicines that they obtain from their community or their country. So just being receptive to that and understanding of where that patient's coming from.
Dr. Zambrano and others from the San Vincent Ascension team wanted to help with the task of informing Hispanohablantes de este virus. One of the more alarming issues was brought to my attention by our producer Maria Thomas y nuestro supervisor Steve Berger. They learned that the Indiana State Department of Health no tenía la información de consentimiento para ponerse la vacuna en español y también faltaba bastante información acerca de la vacuna en su website.
And there were some different concerns that were brought up about the registration process. At the time, the website did not have a way to translate it over to Spanish, so ourshot.in.gov, where patients would make that appointment, It was not available in Spanish. Since then, the state has corrected that, and there is a fix for that. But at the time, there was not.
That was Kelly Paul from the St. Vincent Ascension team. She helps run the COVID-19 clinics in the area. Ella es una de las muchas personas que vieron la falta de información como un problema enorme. We wanted to know why the intake form and other crucial information took so long to be available in Spanish on the state's website. So we reach out to the Indiana State Department of Health. They refused to give us an interview y solo enviaron un email diciendo que para ellos desde el principio el goal era hacer toda la información accesible a todos los residentes de Indiana, and that's why they partner with 211, which has a Spanish line, access to other translation services, and also provides assistance for those with hearing or vision impairments. La contestación a la pregunta fue extremadamente vaga, and to me, it made them sound uncertain. After I received that email, I went to the Indiana State Department of Health's page, and I couldn't find the consent form in Spanish. Sé que está ahí, pero tuve tanto problema para encontrarla que I ended up asking Cindy to send me the form in Spanish via email. Los estudiantes de Cindy Crow, a Spanish teacher at the University of Evansville, fueron los que tradujeron la forma de consentimiento para el Departamento de Salud aquí en Indiana y para un hospital local. Ellos también crearon un panfleto para aclarar los mitos alrededor de la vacuna.
One of them designed a pamphlet and she translated everything from the CDC and set it up kind of as a myth versus reality so that she could speak to, okay, here's maybe what you've heard, but here's really the truth.
Pero para ellos esto no fue suficiente. Cindy, along with Dr. Zambrano, the Ascension St. Vincent Hospital team, and the Holy Rosary Church understood these concerns had to be addressed.
I think part of the concern is that it's very hard to sign up. Even if you're totally English speaking, it's still hard to sign up. And then on top of that, it could be that some of them might not be documented and they're afraid that they would have to show ID because that's what everything says that's published, that they have to show ID.
Luego de investigar, Cindy y sus estudiantes descubrieron que no hay que enseñar identificación en el estado de Indiana para ponerse la vacuna. So they decided to put together a vaccine clinic en la que los hispanos pueden confiar, a vaccine clinic at church.
The community is very comfortable in the church. And I think it's the one place that they would maybe be able to trust exactly what is being said, because this is a priest, this is a man of the cloth, this is someone who does God's work, and he speaks Spanish. And so I think they are very comfortable, and we just thought, okay, this would be the place. Out of all the places, they're going to be more comfortable coming here than they would be going to a center like a hospital. And they know how to get here.
So, lo más importante es que la gente entienda lo que está pasando y los papeles que están firmando, like the intake form, which also gives consent to be vaccinated. Y como mencionamos anteriormente, something that the state didn't have readily available on their website.
Another student in the Change Lab translated the intake form from English into Spanish, and so we'll be able to answer any questions that they have about the form, per se. So we're going to be going around trying to, when they register, trying to make them comfortable and make sure that they understand, you know, if there's any questions, maybe we could help negotiate language. So that's what we're going to be doing. But Kelly and the St. Vincent Ascension crew, they're going to be doing the vaccinations themselves.
The other part of this falls into the hands of Padre Martin Estrada, the priest at the Holy Rosary Church. He understands firsthand from speaking with his churchgoers the difficulty that sometimes getting vaccinated represents for Hispanos.
Sí, mire, debido a que pues muchos Hispanos, especialmente feligreses, pues no han podido tener el acceso a la vacuna, debido a veces a la complicación del lenguaje, de saber a dónde ir. Y se nos ofreció esta oportunidad y bueno, las quisimos aprovechar para el bienestar de la comunidad, de la gente. Y creo que va a ser algo muy bueno, donde esperemos que las personas pues tengan la oportunidad. Si desean, no es requisito, en la parroquia no le estamos pidiendo que se vacunen, solamente se está poniendo al alcance para que ellos puedan hacerlo de una forma más accesible y más fácil. Yo creo que en general el miedo a algo nuevo. Creo que han escuchado mucho este tipo de noticias donde se dice pues que no son seguras o que es muy pronto para saber los efectos secundarios. Y pues ha habido varios rumores que no ayudan muchas veces, o desinformación que hace que las personas tengan miedo a vacunarse. Pero también ha sido la falta de información, la falta de saber a dónde ir, de lo que va a recibir. Y pues también en nuestra comunidad, la mayoría de la comunidad es joven. Entonces muchas veces las personas pues tienen la confianza de que a su edad pues pueden resistir el virus y quieren esperar un poco más a ver qué resultados tiene esta vacuna.
Padre Martín reflects on how people in the small town where he's from, in Mexico, are skeptical about the vaccine as they are here. The only difference is, he says, the lack of accessibility to healthcare and reliable hospitals.
Como te decía, yo soy de un pueblo pequeño. Entonces, la atención médica es muy remota. Hay doctores, pero no hay centros de salud adecuados para estas enfermedades. Entonces, por ejemplo, toda mi familia casi fue contagiada del virus y solamente los vio un doctor particular. Nunca acudieron al hospital, y de hecho por miedo, porque existe el rumor de que la persona que va al hospital no regresa con vida y no los vuelven a ver, inclusive. Entonces, inclusive mi mamá siempre decía, si llego al punto donde necesito ir al hospital, prefiero morir en casa a morir fuera de acá, porque casi todas las personas de mi pueblo que fueron al hospital desafortunadamente murieron.
For Padre Martín, this is personal too. His dad passed away during this pandemic, and he doesn't dismiss that his dad died from COVID-19 complications.
Mi papá falleció, pero creemos que por otras razones. No descartamos que pudo haber sido el virus. No tuvo síntomas, o realmente no había la forma de hacer las pruebas, porque las pruebas son muy difíciles y ni siquiera son accurate. En este lugar, porque es muy difícil, no es difícil llegar, simplemente no es como una ciudad en México, es un pueblo pequeño.
Father Martin wasn't able to go to his dad's funeral because of the COVID-19 restrictions. He said during that time, some families that visit his church also lost people in Mexico and other countries, so he understood firsthand what they felt like.
Claro que sí, yo creo que ha sido ya algo casi pues personal, en el sentido que viendo los estragos que ha tenido este virus, ¿no? Parroquianos que se han enfermado y que han pues estado graves, que han tenido esa experiencia de miedo, que han tenido esa experiencia de la dificultad para respirar y sentir que no iban a sobrevivir, pues es algo que cuentan y que siento el terror que vivieron.
Cindy, Father Martin, Dr. Zambrano, and the local Ascension San Vincent Hospital team are not the only ones in the area working towards making this pandemic's information available in Spanish. In Huntingburg, Indiana, Ivar Menjivar, the current president of ALASI, or the Association of Latin Americas in Southern Indiana, por sus siglas en inglés, also speaks on the lack of information in Español and how the organization stepped in to change that.
Yeah, you would think that they would be better prepared to serve the entire community, but that wasn't the case, not only with the health department, but on other institutes also. And they reached out to us saying if we were more than willing to help. And when they came to us, we knew that this was a difficult time, because our people, whether it's the language barrier or just the way of receiving their communications and news, we were going to be a helpful source. So when they told us, hey, do you guys want to take part in this, we were all for it. It was unfortunate, the reason why we partnered up, because of the whole COVID. That's not something ideal, but with that being said, we were very proactive and got on it as soon as possible and started working together, whether that's translating documents, giving press conferences in English and Spanish, giving news releases in English and Spanish, being on site to help, any kind of language barrier that may occur or any questions that may be asked. So it was beneficial from the start.
Alassi, Father Martin, Cindy, her Change Lab students, and Dr. Zambrano, along with the San Vincent Ascension team, continue to work towards helping the Hispanic community understand this pandemic and all the changes that continue to happen. Yo, mientras buscaba más información acerca de este tema, found out that this lack of information is not only happening in the Midwest, but nationwide. ¿Y tú? ¿Has visto información en español en tu ciudad? ¿Te has vacunado o tienes dudas acerca de la vacuna? Let us know your thoughts, tweet us, or send us a direct message at ¿Qué pasa Midwest? In our next episodio, we visit the vaccination clinic at the Holy Rosary Church, talk to more of the people who made this possible, and answer the questions we asked in this episode. Gracias a Maria Thomas and Steve Berger who helped produce this episodio. Dinos, ¿qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Soy Paola Marizán.